You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. That was Bang. Yes, Bang. They were from Philly. That was Future Song. That was off of a concept album that they recorded in 1971 as their debut album. They had been signed to Columbia Records, and Columbia Records did not want a heavy concept album in 1971. So it got shelved until 2004, and then it was released. And it's really cool. So that was Future Song off of Death of a Country from 2004, recorded in 71. Before that, Humble off of Mother, Bow to the King from 72. And before that, we heard Lions and Christians off of the Bang album, also from 72. So that was Bang. They were from Philly. They were pretty cool. Everybody should check them out. They are on Facebook. They have a book about them. And I think they have a reunion in the works. So anyway, check them out. And if you don't want to go to their website, go to the Classic Rock Mine website, and you will have links to all the bands that I play tonight, as well as playlists. Okay, we are keeping going. Our next band is from Iowa, and these guys toured with Leslie West, and their part of their name was inspired by Jeff Beck, and they rock. And let's see, on their album, they have a song that sounds sort of like this. Truth and Janie. They were from Iowa. They took their name from Jeff Beck's Truth album, and one of the members had the last name of Janie. Let's see, they toured with Leslie West, they performed with Blue Oyster Cult, and they are in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that is pretty cool. So you should check those guys out. Now we are going, let's see, where are we going now, Mikey? Where are we going now? We are going back back to Detroit. Back to Detroit. There was so much good rock in Detroit in the early 70s. Let's see. What can I tell you about these guys? Let's give me a moment, and I will try to give you a tidbit before we dig into their music. All right. These guys are called Third Power. And they, let's see, something. The guitarist, oh wow, the guitarist went on to become the guitarist in Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band. So there you go. But before that, they sounded like this.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Third Power with the beginning of Little Drummer Boy at the end of that song. But it was 1970, and you could do stuff like that when you were a rock band in Detroit. Third Power, they formed in 69. They were signed to Vanguard Records, which may explain why they didn't really take off, because I have a feeling Vanguard had no idea what to do with a psychedelic rock band back in 1969. But the guitarist, Drew Abbott, went on to play with Bob Seger, and the bassist and singer, a guy by the name of Jem Targal, apparently grew up as next door neighbors with Bob Seger, and that's how they all hooked up. They were all from Waterford Village, Michigan. So there you go. That's Third Power. Those guys rock. They have a Facebook page. There's a link to it on the Classic Rock Mind Facebook page. Learn more about them. They are a wonderful band. Yes. And now, let's see, we're going to leave Detroit, and we are going back to Ohio. We are going to Alliance, Ohio. We are going to hear from a band called Morley Gray. Morley Gray, very cool. They opened for Bob Seger, opened for Brownsville Station, opened for Cactus, and they sounded like this, and I'll give you more info on them after we listen to this wonderful, wonderful cut. This is off of The Only Truth, and dig it. And dig it deep.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Morley Gray. And their first album came out in 72. It was called The Only Truth. And supposedly it was one of the first albums that had like a giant full-size poster type thing. So if you find a copy with that, it's apparently worth a lot of money. Let's see. These guys, they started in 69. They put out a, The Only Truth came out in 72. Their second album, The Roller Brothers, came out in 73. They are on Facebook. There's a link to them on the Classic Rock Mine page. They opened for Bob Seger, Brownsville Station, Mitch Ryder, Cactus, and a bunch of other people. They are very cool. So you should learn more about Morley Gray. All right, so that was Alliance, Ohio. Now we are going back to Cleveland, Ohio. The year is 1973. And these guys, what can I tell you quickly about these guys? They were signed to RCA in 73, and their first album came out. These guys are still together, still recording, still playing, but this is what they sounded like in 1973, and I'm sure you will agree this is a very apropos song for the number of bands we've heard from Ohio, so dig it and dig it deep.
I'm gonna scream, I'm gonna shout.
That was Granicus from Cleveland with Still Rockin' It off of Better Days from 2016, baby. Still Rockin' It, 2016. Before that, Granicus with Cleveland, Ohio. Which is where they're from. That's off their self-titled debut from 73. Granicus, man, they freaking rock. They rock, they rock. Let's see, what can I tell you about them? I don't know. They're still around, man. Dig it and, you know, look into them. They are on Facebook. There's a link on the Classic Rock Mine page, and they're really good. So check it out. They also have a website. All these bands have websites. So just, you know, Google the band's name, man, and find out some stuff about good music, because that's what it's all about. And speaking of good music, now we are going to Cheshire Prospect, Connecticut, which is just outside of New Haven, for a band called Yesterday's Children. These guys formed in 66. They put out an album in 69, I believe, or 70, depending on whose source you look at. But they rocked, and they sounded something. Let's see, what did they sound like? I can't decide which one to play. They have so many good tunes on this album. Let's go for this one. Okay, so this is Yesterday's Children. Dig it and dig it deep.
Try!
Didn't know when it was going to end there. That was Yesterday's Children. They were from Cheshire Prospect, Connecticut. That was Sad Born Loser off of Yesterday's Children, which came out in 69. These guys formed in 66. They put out a single in, what year was their single? 1967. And then that was like a psychedelic rock single type thing. Then they got heavier and they put out the album Yesterday's Children, which was on Map City Records, which was a subsidiary of... Where do we go? I don't know, Parrot Records, let's just say. I'm not sure. Their singles came out on Parrot, but I don't know about the album. So anyway, that was Yesterday's Children, man. They have a Facebook page. There's a link to it on the Classic Rock Mine page, and they rock. All right, we are going from Connecticut. We are traveling down to Florida. This is a band called Wizard, one of the many bands called Wizard. These guys recorded an album in 1971, and they like broke up 16 months later. They formed in 70, put out an album in 71, and then like immediately broke up after putting out the album, which is weird because it's a great album. And I will tell you after this who some of the guys from this power trio went on to play with. You will be impressed, I guarantee. So anyway, there's a bunch of different sort of heavy styles on the album. This is one of the more hook laden tunes, and lyrically it's of its time, its time being 1971. So with that in mind, dig it and dig it deep.
Mother, tell me softly, you'll have something to wear. You're in something of a miracle. You'll see something and wonder. My eyes hurt from too much wonder. They see something isn't there. I am part of an infinity. I feel higher than a mountain. Bring on the seance, be enlightened. Bring on the seance, be enlightened. My friends feel imagination. They have everything to wear. They see something that is wonder. They feel higher than a mountain. Bring on the seance, be enlightened. Bring on the seance, be enlightened.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Wizard. These guys, Tampa, Florida, formed in 70, broke up 16 months later for some reason we don't know. That is off the album The Original Wizard, which they called their album because, like I said, there were a billion bands called Wizard at the time. So anyway, the guys from this band, the lead vocal and bassist, went on the road, total of over a million miles with R&B artists. Timmy Thomas, Little Beaver, Gwen McRae, and then recorded six albums as a member of the Jimmy Castor Bunch. So how cool is that, man? He started in Wizard, and he ended up doing the Bertha Butt Boogie. Okay, if that weren't enough, the guitarist went on to do live and studio work with Buddy Miles, Stephen Stills, Ricky Nelson, Rod Stewart, Rick Ocasek, Diana Ross, and Belinda Carlisle. Who knew? And the drummer is a divorce lawyer in Albany, New York. So there you go. That was Wizard from Florida. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We have 15 minutes left. Then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank. Two of the silliest hours you will experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. I'm talking fast so I can fit more classic rock into the remaining 15 minutes. Okay, to do that, we are going to go to Montana. The year is 1970. These guys were signed to an Ampex, you know, the tape company, Ampex affiliated Lizard label. Yes, another Lizard label, different than the Lizard label we had earlier. Let's see. These guys, Frantic, they put out one album called Conception, and one of the songs on that sounds remarkably like this.
Calling you.
That was Frantic Gang. That was on vinyl as God intended. Frantic were from Billings, Montana, and they were originally called the Frantics and then became Frantic. And let's see, they went from Billings to Oklahoma City. They hit the road with the Rascals. They ended up on Lizard Records, and they didn't really make it, unfortunately, but it's cool. They're a good band. So that was Frantic on Lizard Records. Next up, we have Yamul on Lizard Records. Yamul, let's see, Frantic came out in 70. Yamul came out in 70. So this is also on vinyl. Dig this, and then I'll tell you a little bit about Yamul. Okay, that was Yamul with Valley Thunder off of Yamul from 1970. Let's see, those guys were from Yamul, which is outside San Diego. So there you go. What am I going to say? The album originally came with a set of stamps of the musicians. You know, maybe if they were on a bigger label, they would have made it. But I dig it, man. That's nice and heavy for 1970. Nice, heavy, bluesy, psychedelic kind of thing. Once again, on Lizard Records. Maybe if they were on a different label, or if somebody threw money at Lizard Records, everybody would know these bands. But they don't. Only the listeners of Classic Rock Mine. Which brings us to the end of this week's episode. Not Belinda is giving us Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight, so stay tuned for that. I do have one last song that I am frantically trying to cue up now. And what can I tell you about these guys? This is... okay. These guys were from Quincy, Indiana. And they are called Thunder Pussy. I didn't know Belinda wasn't going to be in, so, you know. And I know she loves Thunder Pussy. And don't we all? And Thunder Pussy put out an album called Documents of Captivity in 1973. It's got a killer cover of Eleanor Rigby on there. And I collect bizarre covers of Eleanor Rigby. This one is a really interesting interpretation. Unfortunately, it's 12 minutes long, so we don't have time for that. So instead, we are going to hear Moonlight Ladies. And if you want to know more about Thunder Pussy, you can ask Belinda when she's back on. Or you can go to the Classic Rock Mine Facebook page. Thank you for listening. I will be back in 2 weeks, and I leave you with Thunder Pussy.
Save me from the